Luke, compared to how often we were recording previously, it feels like it's been a long time since we've caught up.
Yeah, I mean, partially, I think maybe the pace of new events, of Matt's little surprises, has slowed.
But that's also a good thing, right?
Yeah, I've had some time off also.
That is a good thing.
Much needed time away from screens. And so I recommend everybody, if you're feeling stressed by this whole situation with Matt, if you are like freaking out like I am,
was,
although less so now, was, just to take a few days off, like take yourself a long weekend, put your phone away, don't look at it, just go camping or something like that for 3 or 4 days.
I got engaged this weekend.
Mazel tov, really? No way.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I'm quite excited. We did take the weekend off. And and didn't think much about WordPress. Although we actually talk about WordPress quite a bit. So on the drive home, we talked about WordPress again, but that was a small portion of an excellent weekend.
Oh, wow. So tell me, did you make it like all romantic-like?
Yes.
Was there candles involved?
No. But
tell us the story. Give us the story quick.
No, that'll be for another time. Okay. But yeah.
You're not going to put that in your WordPress podcast. All right. No. Got it. All right.
How are you feeling about WordPress these days? You've had some time away.
Yeah. You know, we talked in the previous episode about these stages of grief. And I think I have come to that final sort of acceptance. Oh.
Okay.
Stage, although it's not resolved.
Right.
You know, we're not deal. It's not like, I don't know if I can be okay with it when I don't know what it is.
What do you think it is that you're accepting? Maybe that's the.
I'm accepting that this has got a resolution. There will be an end to this.
Okay.
I realize that now, you know, that this is.
Something will happen.
Something will happen, and it's going to be one of just a couple of things, right? It's maybe there's a court order, and I don't know, some legal process forces Matt to step down, take a step back, you know, maybe remove himself from the situation for a little while, something like that. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe Matt voluntarily does that. Maybe somebody gets to him and he does that on his own. Maybe neither of those things happen. Maybe Matt stays in charge of the project and sort of just is quiet for a while, like he has been for the past several years. You know, we almost never hear from Matt typically in the day-to-day running of WordPress. It's state of the word addresses, but he's busy running automatic. You know, we up until now had Josefa for that job. You know, maybe we just go into a quiet period, which actually, I think would be a negative thing, because if we had this,
why is that?
Well, if we've had this big problem, and then it doesn't have a resolution, what feels like the natural thing to happen is, you know, WordPress's growth has been like trending up on a chart for ages, and then it just hit a plateau and it stopped. Well, I think it's going to start coming down if Matt stays in like a leadership position, but is just quiet. I can see that just starting to trend down as people start to feel uneasy about WordPress, understandably. If he leaves, then, you know, maybe we'll maintain the plateau. Maybe we can even grow the community under new leadership. Who knows? There's a third option, which I feel like has been inspired in my mind by people like Matt Medeiros, where maybe the community can somehow come together. And I'm not suggesting like a fork. I'm not suggesting Foundation version 2, although those things have been talked about extensively, and maybe that happens, and great. I'm actually kind of all for it. But maybe the community like finds a way of coming together out of this and boosting WordPress into an area that it's never been before. Maybe this could be like an event that consolidates the community.
That sounds quite optimistic of you, Luke. I'm kind of I'd say happily surprised, but that seems like a...
I'm not sure what it looks like, but I see rumblings, you know? I see people starting to talk about it.
So my question is, what do you think is the likelihood that this is just a blip and it's back to business as usual?
Well, it's not a blip. We know it's not a blip because it's happened multiple times before.
Yes. Well, let me put this a different way. What's the likelihood that this is just another event and maybe a little bit more dialed up, but it just like goes away and it's back to business as usual? I'm hearing that that's not what you think is the case, but I'm kind of like...
Yeah, we've crossed the threshold here. You know, like Financial Times is reporting on this.
Right.
The Verge is reporting on this. We crossed some sort of threshold that the normal world, the regular world outside of us, has been made aware of this, and suddenly people know to ask the question. You know, it's like we've always had, as we've been looking for clients, we've always had to deal with the question, doesn't WordPress, isn't it insecure? Doesn't it get hacked a lot? You know?
Right.
And we've had that question. We know what the answer is. That's going to go away in favor of, oh, but what about Matt Mullenweg? Isn't he in charge of the project?
So I had a moment when I logged onto my computer on Monday after a great weekend, and I saw an exclamation mark on my WordPress Slack.
Have I been banned?
That my initial thought was I was like, I don't think I did anything to warrant.
Did I put a clown emoji inappropriately?
Was that you, Luke? And then I clicked through and saw that, oh, it's asking me to re-sign in. It's asking me to sign into .org. Oh, it's that checkbox. And I'm back in Slack, so I checked the box. I don't like being in that position, Luke. I don't like being asked to choose between things. To me, that's at the heart of what I'm not down for, is being forced to make choices that don't feel like they should have been made. I think you're right. I don't think this is just, there's a threshold of some sort that was crossed, and I don't know what it's going to look like on the other side, but like something is happening.
Yeah. I checked the box with my middle finger for sure. So the question, am I affiliated with WP Engine? It's a ridiculous question. You know, like I've sold a business to WP Engine, but you know, Matt Mullenweg is affiliated with WP Engine in various different ways, including financially, you know, and does it include historic affiliation? Does it include friends of friends? Does it include talking with people at WordCamp?
What it really seems to be saying is, whose side are you on? And that's what I don't like about it. I'm on the side of the ecosystem, and WP Engine is an important part of the ecosystem. Even if I don't like their practices, even if I had agreed with the initial premise, forcing us to make this choice is...
What it's worth, I'll put it out there, is that, yes, I checked the box because I think that it's so vague that anyone can get away with saying that, you know, they're affiliated or they're not affiliated in whatever way. But also, I am not in favor of the way Matt has handled any of this. And in general, if I had to take a side, I'm on WP Engine's team. No question. No question at all. And maybe in the United States it's different, but here in Australia, the amount that WP Engine contributes to the community, there's just no community without WP Engine. I suspect that's the same in a lot of different places.
I'm curious about that. I was glad you referenced that because you've seen firsthand WP Engine contributing to the Australian WordPress community. But like, it's clear. It's very clear to you. So when you say something like you feel like you'd fall on WP Engine's side, why is that? Like just because of Matt's behavior or this broader, like, like you don't, I think you like me would rather not be picking any sides, and you've been placed in this position where you had to check the box, but like, why, what is it about WP Engine's like position and behavior that leads you to like feel for them?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's all related to Matt's behavior.
Okay.
In fact, before any of this went down, if you'd have said to me, "Oh, how do you feel about WP Engine?" I'd have told you, I don't think they contributed enough to Core. I tried contributing to Core on their behalf, and it was really hard, and I really had to fight for it, and in the end, too difficult.
I remember that you were working at WP Engine, you were trying to contribute, and it was hard for you to get that.
They paid me for a while, but it was always felt like I was about to lose my job. It always felt like they didn't see the value in it, and they were always questioning, maybe I could work on this project or that project. No, I'm trying to contribute to Core. Anyway, I'd have told you that. I'd have told you that I think their corporate structure is too rigid and it's not a good fit for me.
Yeah.
But that's every company is like that, you know, like whatever. That's neither here nor there. I'm sure Automatic would be the same. So I think I'd have sided with Matt out of the gates, you know? Like,
okay. Yeah.
I wish WP Engine had more code time on Core.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that they don't contribute at all. A lot of people saying that sponsoring a WordCamp is advertising, it's not contributions.
Right.
And maybe that's true, but when you go to a WordCamp, it's not just about the sponsoring, it's sending all of the people along to the WordCamp. It's having after parties and encouraging community around that space. And WP Engine has always done that. And also, WordPress isn't the same without the community. When we went through the pandemic, there was a real, we talked about it a lot on Crossword. There was a real, like, when are we going to get back in person? Because there feels like a lack of momentum here.
You and I did a virtual meetup with Ant from WP Engine. He had done this great, there was a lot going on.
Yeah, VR thing.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, so I think that there is something there. Yeah, if you're going to contribute, I think it's better to contribute with hours on the project in design, in code, in curation, in documentation, that sort of thing. But a community isn't the worst. They sponsor meetups, you know. That's not a good return on investment.
Well, and part of this, because it's always been tricky, because it's based on your own motivations and it's subjective. It's subjective what it means. And there's been a lot of good progress recently to better expand the definition of contribution to be more than code, because that's an important part of it. But at the end of the day, I think the challenge for me is that we're being asked to believe that WP Engine is just a bad actor doing bad things,
which is just
not
true. Not
contributing. And the evidence doesn't stack up, not from the broader community perspective. You can, and I think what I'm hearing you say is that if Matt's behaviors had been different, you might have followed along the reasoning and the concerns expressed about private equity and its role and it's not kind of like, I was tracking with that myself pretty strongly early. I'm like, yeah, this checks out. This speaks to the concerns I've felt. And then the actions and their effect on the community. And suddenly we're in this position of like, why does WP Engine look like the good guy?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. I really wish it could have been, hey, big companies out there, you guys who have enough money to sponsor WordCamps at the highest tier, you need to be giving back more, you know? And community, I'm going to ask you to make your purchasing decisions based on their Five for the Future pledge. And then everybody can go to the Five for the Future page and look, oh, look, WP Engine isn't even there. And start asking, why isn't WP Engine there? And start pressuring WP Engine. You should be giving back more. But to just say, WP Engine, they're evil bad guys destroying WordPress. WordPress is going to die with WP Engine sucking the life out of it. No, leave them alone. They do something.
Yeah. And I think for me, the big concern has been, what about all the agencies, the businesses that are running on WP Engine today who are suddenly...
Even a bigger impact is the agencies and businesses who have built their entire workflow, their entire service that they sell is based on WP Engine products.
Yeah, yeah. They're using local, they're using...
ACF.
Migrate DB Pro, like there's a whole suite of products that is suddenly like, am I affiliated now by using these products?
And that is a contribution. Yeah, they make money from it, but all contribution should make money in order for it to be sustainable. You know, I contribute full time, right? Do I do that out of the goodness of my heart? No, Jonathan, I get paid to do it. You know, I'm sponsored to do it. It's allowed for a company to create plugins and make money from those plugins. That's sustainable contribution.